Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 0-1. Swung on, hit high in the air, deep right center field. Stevenson back. He's out of room. Looks a whole lot like his grand slam last October. This time it's a three-run home run. And it's 5-0 New York.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Shoot your car to 94 only at Sunoco. We'll get to some Eagles draft stuff coming up soon here. As we are, the screen is in front of me, 57 hours away.
57 in the
Feels like a long countdown, but 57 hours away from the start of the 2025 draft. We'll get to a lot of Eagles today. Devin's going to join us at 12 Talks and Phillies. She'll be joining us every week now, talking to Phillies. Daily Mock later, you people, everything coming up. But Hugh, it did feel like deja vu watching Lindor hit that home run. Very similar to spot he hit the grand slam off Estevez in game four of the NLDS last year. And you know what stinks? I mean, it just, like, I don't know how to say this. The feeling stinks. Every time I watch the Mets and Phillies, I'm jealous.
Why?
Because Lindor is what Turner's supposed to be. $300 million shortstop, one of the stars of the team. Like, I wish Turner played like Lindor. I wish he produced like Lindor. And I actually think Turner's been better this year than in the last couple of years.
It's been a slow burn.
Yeah, and now he hasn't hit a lot yet. He's walked more. He's got on base a little bit more. He's played mostly better defense. He had one tough day last week. So I'm not even that down on Turner, like, overall so far this season. I've been okay with it. But, man, Lindor just, there's there's a charge he puts into the baseball. He's got five home runs already. Turner's got one. Like that, he won them the game last night. How often does Trey just win games for the Phillies?
Yeah, I understand why you're upset, Joe. And I'm you know, I think it's my job to help you feel better.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Well, I don't know if you can.
Well, I'm going to try. The Mets really didn't get rolling until after the series.
Yeah.
Overseas. So I know that probably doesn't make you feel any better, but hopefully this team turns the corner soon. It's starting to get warm outside, not using the weather as an excuse. I'm just trying to make Phillies fans feel better.
I know.
As Kyle looks at me crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't feel good coming in here every day trying to console angry Phillies fans with some optimism
and
logic.
You don't have to. You don't have to do that.
Delusion, we call it.
No, it's called optimism and logic. No, I know y'all don't want to hear that today, but that's what I'm here for.
Logic.
And at some point, yeah, logic. Because sometimes y'all, you know, start playing those old cuts and stuff.
That old,
you know,
this happens every day
because he's thoroughly like. I see the pain in his face when he comes in. He came in here today and he was mad at me about something I did yesterday.
Yeah.
We don't usually do that.
We
don't usually do that. So it's like I get that. And yesterday, you would think that this series was equally as important as the Dodgers series. It didn't. I mean, to be honest, it didn't feel like they felt it was that way.
And it's more important. I mean, let's just be real. Yeah. It's a division series.
Especially when you talk about what's going on in the West and the teams that are balling out there and you know, what we got going over here. But I feel like this team is still, Topper still believes in them. And they're going to turn the corner soon.
Well, they might. I mean, they're not a bad team. They're not playing great baseball. It's been going on since the Rocky series ended. And you might be right that they'll turn a corner and play better at some point. And I think you will be right on that. Doesn't change that I'm jealous that Lindor's better than Turner. No, I mean, yeah. I don't tell you. I'm jealous of it. He's better. He's better defensively. He's a better offensive player. It frustrates me. And that's even with Turner playing better so far this year than he did defensively last year. 215-592-9494. All right, what's frustrating the most with the Phillies right now? They are certainly struggling in the bullpen. And the offense, you know, they've had some good moments. They're getting on base more. But you mentioned that situational hitting, Hugh. They had opportunities. It wasn't like they could do nothing the first five or six innings. They had some guys on because McGill walked four guys, so there was some traffic, but they couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they couldn't. They couldn't get it. They couldn't close it out, man. And that's the one thing that stands out to me. We talk about the pitching and all that other stuff, but a lot of times the games that I've seen, it's the hitting.
Yeah.
In clutch situations where you have guys stranded, you strand guys on base that you don't hit anybody in. That's a problem.
Well, and it's just frustrating because that's how you. I mean, unless you're hitting a bunch of home runs, that's
how you win. Yeah, especially when you talk about the shift in your mindset as far as taking more pitches because you know that was what sent you home early or earlier than you wanted to go last year.
Look, I know these things tend to even out over a full season, but they have struggled with runners in scoring position this year. There's no question. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm mostly frustrated with the bullpen. That was Aaron Nola's best performance so far this year, I think, even though he gave up two solos. You have to take advantage of that. And their lack of situational hitting has been suspect at best this year, it's the bullpen that's coughing up some of these games.
Yeah, and Jeff, on that point, you know, I think Topper said it Sunday that although they have blown six saves, Sunday was the first time they lost one of those games, right? They had found a way, like opening day, right? They blew the game opening day, but they hadn't really lost because of the bullpen in terms of having a lead and blowing it. What you're saying and what last night was, that's actually, to me, more frustrating. When a game is close, right, it's 2-0, and then you wake up and it's 5-0, because most of the time, if you go from 2-0 to 5-0, it's over.
Yeah. The whole blown save statistic is kind of weird anyway, because you could be past like the sixth or seventh inning with a 3-run lead, and a reliever comes in and gives up that lead. I mean, that's not really a save situation to me.
Right.
But they consider that a blown save. So as far as the numbers of that, it doesn't really bother me too much. But I think Kyle was asking me what I thought was easier to fix. And obviously the bullpen to me is easier to fix because you can bring a guy, you can specialize what you need more when a team, you know, another team wants to sell. You can pick and choose a little bit better than you can as far as the hitters. Because the Phillies are not in a position to me to rent a position player for the rest of the year when it comes to the trade deadline. Financially, they're already, you know, pretty deep. So trying to get a big bat, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, not unless Middleton wants to go to a level they've never gone to with the payroll and go even higher, or they can get someone to pay it down. I mean, they could, but you're right, it's harder. The bullpen, it's easier to fix a bullpen on the fly rather than acquire two real bats. Yeah.
Or better yet, the guys that we have that we're paying can actually start doing some damage.
Well, that'd be nice. That'd be wonderful.
I agree with you. Lindor is an awesome player, man. I love watching that guy play, and I kind of wish he was on our team.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Like he's good, and he seems to be really clutch. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. And look, I haven't crushed Turner much this year, but it's just a juxtaposition. Like watching one guy hit all these clutch home runs, and then Turner gets up after the Stott home run, and it's like the at-bat's kind of feeble.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that. I get that. But hopefully, you know, these guys get comfortable in their new roles or their new mindset and take off real soon. Because, I mean, it's getting close to that time where, you know, you want to start to separate yourself or at least be who you are. Because what's this, 18 games so far?
I think it's more than that. What's the Phillies record, 13-10?
Well, yeah, that's 23?
We could do math. Yeah, we're good at math.
A little bit.
23 games.
Yeah, but I was off by a couple of games. But, you know, we're getting close. So we're getting around that time where you figure out who you are. Because they say after, 25 games or something like that?
Yeah. It kind of feels like we know who the Phillies are.
It kind of feels like that.
Yeah, the bullpen's not good. The starting pitching overall should be quite good. Nola's in a terrible rut to start the season. And the offense is totally hit or miss. And it feels like the first four or five guys is the only way they could generate offense. Or I should say, I'd say the first four or five guys. Stott, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Castellanos. You get beyond those guys. Again, last night, Kepler hitting 233. Real Muto, 232. Boehm, 198. And I'll say it again. I don't care he has an eight-game hitting streak. He's hitting 198. None of that's power. And then, yeah, if you want to tell me Rojas is hitting 324.
I'm just saying it's a number.
No one cares.
I mean, I obviously.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Let's go to Sean in Downingtown. What's up, Sean?
Listen, I don't even know where to start with this team. My biggest issue is Dave Dombrowski. I know he's a Hall of Fame trajectory GM and everything like that, but if you look at the Phillies, we know who they are, right? You know, we saw that the last two postseasons they took a step back, and he had an opportunity to maybe mix things up this offseason. And you look at a guy like Turner, you look at a guy, you know, not tradable, but Boehm, they had a chance to trade him. These guys just don't have good discipline at bats, right? They're free swingers, so they're going to go through these stretches where they struggle. But Dave didn't make that move. And then the bullpen, 2 years in a row, was a problem in the playoffs, right? They don't have a closer on this team. There's no closer on in this bullpen. And I'm frustrated because Hoffman, you let Hoffman go, and he replaced him with Jordan Romano. And that was the wrong move, and they did it for financial reasons. I just feel like Dombrowski is starting to get some heat, but I feel like he's not getting enough heat.
I think, Sean, I think you're right. I mean, I've even heard some people say it's not Dombrowski's fault because Middleton kind of cut off the spending. Well, then you got to spend wiser. I mean, like, if you have a $300 million budget and this is the best bullpen you can come up with, I point back to you more than the owner. I mean, could they have spent more? They could have. Should they have brought back Hoffman? I agree with you, Sean. But if not Hoffman, you got to give me something better than Romano because this guy can't cut it right now.
I agree. And they're going to have a problem. I mean, they need to. I don't know, maybe Ranger goes to the bullpen, but then his health is a question mark. If he stays healthy, that's a big question mark. So I don't know, maybe they have some options internally pitching-wise, but they're going to need to acquire some type of a reliever that's better than, you know, they need another guy out there. And as far as the hitting is concerned, I'm not pointing fingers at the manager. I don't think it's the manager's fault. I really think the players are who they are. And honestly, they just might need to shake things up moving forward if they're going to because they keep going backwards and something has to change. I don't know what's going to change.
Sean, I don't either. But you're right. They do have to shake it up. And they thought about it in this offseason. Sean, we appreciate the phone call and they didn't do it. 215-592-9494. Can I have a little PSA I want to throw out there?
What you got, man?
I think we need to be okay saying someone isn't as good as they used to be. Like, he started his call with, like, I know Dombrowski might be a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean he didn't stink this offseason. But we do this all the time with players. Like, Aaron, no one cares. Like, you think any Jets fans care that Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame? He stunk for them.
Nah.
Like, what do I care that Dave Dombrowski was great 10 years ago? If he's not making good moves now, that's all that matters to me now.
He's washed.
I mean.
Damn. Just like that.
Well, he could be. Just, he could be washed. You see the offseason they just had? Romano and Kepler?
I thought it was telling. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was kind of telling that in the offseason, especially coming off of all the bravado that the owner had, when he's talking about spending money and, you know, money is not a thing, like throwing it around like Jermaine Dupri in a rap video or whatever, for him not to stand pat the way that he did and run it back, that's telling. But it also was one of those things where, as a player, if I was here and that happened, you know that you have to, you can't go into the season the same way. And to some of those guys' credit, they're trying to change it, but it's just, for a lot of the fans right now, it's eerily similar to last year.
Well, that game last night felt like one of those playoff games last year.
That's the thing, man. It's eerily similar to what it was last year. And that's the thing that we just can't, it's like that bad taste you can't get out your mouth. It's because you keep seeing the same things over and over again, and you want to believe it's different, but you can't because you see it, and you don't want to be a fool.
It was deja vu. Last night felt like deja. It felt like I was in October all over again. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we got a prize to give away.
Yay! Don't be mad, Kyle, because I'd be knocking these clues out the park.
Well, guess what?
After the first guess.
Did you see the results on the poll yesterday? Do you give good clues?
No, man, you think I'm worried about what them folks say about me?
Most said you don't.
When it goes in your favor,
Well, it did. That's when I use it to my advantage. But when it doesn't, I'm like, oh, you just don't hear me.
Well, here's what we have before we get to the whatever first clue is today. We have a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, let's play a little game called Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Hughes Clues. Come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
Hey, in honor of what happened yesterday, I think we're going to keep that trend going. You know, giving out these great clues and giving people chances. Well, how much is it, Joe? You moving it up again today?
Well, yeah, because on my paper it says a $94 gas card, but I don't like that. $100 just sounds
cooler. Look at Joe giving them six extra dollars
worth
of gas.
Been doing that a lot. Yeah. Costing them a lot of money.
That's right.
So this is the first clue. Now listen up, people. This one is a popular snack. Popular snack.
There's a lot of popular snacks. Well, we'll find
out.
Depends. Well, no, there's a lot. I mean, lots of people eat snacks all the time.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the first person gets.
I agree. Well, yesterday the first guess was it, so we'll see if we get there today. 215-592-9494, a popular snack, says Hugh Douglas today.
I think somebody might get this one out the gate. I feel confident in this.
What, you trying to talk this into existence?
No,
I mean, that's
what I do.
Well, you know what's going to happen. If this happens, then you're going to get in your head that you have to get tougher with your clues. It's like the cycle here of Hughes Clues.
Yeah, after this one, I give away two, but after that, then we got tightened down again. We got clamped down.
Yeah, well, we did that last week, and no one guessed it till 145, and you were in trouble that day. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
All right. Hey, Hugh, that's a real good clue, man. I might get this one.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. Will being funny.
No, but what's the real, man? Listen, like I keep saying, I know y'all tired of hearing me say this, but everything y'all saying is just like y'all was saying about the Eagles, right? Now, this is my comparison. I give a different comparison every day. Now, what they struggling with is getting uncomfortable from being the team that they used to be. Now, this is a new season. It's a new era. Now we got to try something different, and you need to get comfortable with this. And that's the small ball. Whether you're down or you're up, stick to the script. Just like with the Eagles, right? They incorporated the one. They went back to smash mouth football. They stuck with it. And guess what? It won them a Super Bowl. That's what we got to stick with. We got to stick with knowing that the only way we're going to win and go to the World Series and win it this year is small ball, knowing that this is a we team, not a me team this season. We don't need the big hits. We saw the times that we've been winning is because everybody was hitting, getting on base, making the sacrifice hits, and bringing people home. So we got to keep that same mentality. And guess what? You know why everybody stacked up and got all these high-priced players and all that? Because they remember how y'all was last season. Y'all was the team to beat. And guess what? Y'all still the team to beat. So get that in your mind. They did all this because of you guys. They fear you. And these Mets, you treat them like the Dodgers. Like I said about them Dodgers. They was a great team. That, like I said, they was a great team until they met us. And we started that loser streak for them. So guess what? We're going to do it with these Mets, man. We're going to knock these Mets around these next two games and start making a statement. Now, when we start winning, we want to keep winning. Just keep that same mentality. Small ball, everybody got a hit. Let's work together. This is a team effort this season, man.
You know, I'm at the point now where I think I'd rather Will managing the team than Topper. I need these kind of messages after the game or before the game. At least there's some juice here to Will in the Northeast, not making excuses with the weather like Hugh and Topper over here. Company guys.
I keep telling you, put me in that. I'm a motivational dude, man. I'm going to tell these dudes what they need to hear and what they should hear. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to sugarcoat none of this. Listen, you playing bad. Step your game up.
Wake up. All right. Chris, what do you got for us? Excuse me, Will. What do you got for us for your guests for Hughes Clues?
I did all that at the booth. But all right. I'm going to say Snickers.
Snickers is a very popular snack. Well, that's not it, though. All right. Well, guess what? The first guess said they didn't get it, so you were wrong.
I was wrong, but that was a good guess.
Snickers is a very good guess. You a Snickers guy?
I used to be.
You're out on Snickers?
Nah, I'm kind of out on.
Are you out on candy or out on Snickers?
Well, you know, it's these veneers. You know, you pull these veneers. I ain't trying to go to the dentist.
Yeah, but
man.
You have a dentist appointment anyway.
I probably will. I go to the dentist a lot, but no. Nah.
I'm not really a Snickers guy either.
No, it's like now when you see food, like certain food, like if it's real sticky, I'm like, eh.
Kyle, you're not much of a sweets guy, it seems like.
Or do not you like necessarily. Yeah, I don't think I like nuts in my chocolate.
Oh, you're anti nuts and chocolate.
No, I don't. I was.
You said you. Oh, you say you don't.
I said
like
I don't
nuts.
Like nuts.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
I'm out on nuts.
Out on nuts and brownies too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I would eat nuts just by themselves.
Just straight nuts. Yeah.
Can you pull it together over there?
No, we've lost him. We're trying to have an adult conversation about nuts and brownies.
Hey, nobody's seen me laughing.
We're on YouTube.
They can't see me. Max, you better not have your YouTube.
You know what happened yesterday? The YouTube audience caught Hugh yawning during the open. Caught you yawning.
Oh, no.
Can I do it? They probably caught me again today.
Again?
No.
You know, we start at 10 a.m., not 6 a.m. No. This isn't that hard.
I yawn, and after I yawn, I'm like, damn, did they catch me today? But I guess now we're going to find out at the end of the show, because if they saw it, then I'd yawn.
Yeah, they're going to get you for that. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot going on here on the show today. Devin's going to join us coming up at noon today, Talks of Phillies. We'll get to a daily mock at 1 o'clock, just a few left before the NFL draft on Thursday. We got to check in with a big name in sports who had an issue last night, live on television. And, of course, don't forget, we're going to be honoring Brandon Graham, his legendary career, all day on air, and the celebration continues that evening with BG Live. This is all going down on May 5th. Some will call that Cinco de Mayo. Some challenge that, but it is Cinco de Mayo. May 5th, BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Special live event will feature Brandon on stage with Joe DiCamera as BG shares unforgettable stories and never before heard behind the scenes moments. Tickets available now at 94WIP.com. All right, so get your tickets to BG Live here. Your guess is coming up for Hughes Clues. We'll keep taking your phone calls on the Phillies. What's frustrating the most? You got the offense, which did nothing against McGill for 5 1/3. Finally woke up in the ninth, but it was too little too late. Bad at-bats by Turner and Harper to end the game. The Nola situation. I mean, the guy's ERA 6.5. We're almost done with April here. And, of course, the bullpen, which every night continues to make a mess of the team. Plus, on the other side, we'll get into the draft. I have a big draft question for everyone out there. I'm very interested to see where people come down on this. I feel like this might be almost an Eagles fan test, considering the past and what we want in the future here. 215-592-9494. There is a player on my mind for the Eagles in this NFL draft. I'm curious where everyone would come down if this happened. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.